You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. A rifle sight in at the Hayward Rod and Gun Club continues today, as it does the entire week. From 9 to 4 o'clock today, you can go to the Hayward Gun Club, located at 14261 County Road B in Hayward. It's only $8 per gun. Club members will be there to help you assist in sighting your gun in for the deer season. So check that out as a place to go to today or anytime this week between 9 and 4 for the rifle sight-in at the Hayward Rod and Gun Club. The Northwoods Community Food Shelf will be opening up today at 10 o'clock until 3. This will be at the Spider Lake Church Youth Center here in Hayward, located at 11255 Highway 77 here in Hayward, just north of the Hayward Hospital on the left-hand side. They have lots of meats, produce, and canned goods, and everyone's encouraged to get food from this program regardless of your financial situation. Check it out, the Northwoods Community Food Shelf, from 10 until 3 today at the Spider Lake Church Youth Center in Hayward. The LCO Food Shelf will be opening today starting at noon. This is located at the store between Kuby's Coffee and the Credit Union at Counties Road B and K. The food shelf is open to all LCO tribal members, again starting at noon until 3, the food shelf for LCO. Powerful Tools for Caregiver Classes is starting at 3:30 today. This is put together by the Sawyer County Public Health Department, caregiver classes there. This class is held at the Hayward Wesleyan Church Fireside Room. It also helps caregivers take better care of themselves while caring for a friend or a relative. Classes give you the tools to help, such as reduce stress, improve self-confidence, manage time, set goals, and solve problems, better communicate your feelings, making tough decisions, and locate helpful resources. You'll receive some handouts as well. And again, there is no cost to this. Again, Powerful Tools for Caregiver Classes from 3:30 to 5:30 this evening at the Hayward Wesleyan Church, located at 10655 Nyman Avenue in Hayward. The LCO Ojibwe University is having a food and medicine class today from 4 to 6. They'll be talking about chenga and what you can do with it and how you can use it. Again, this is part of their extension program. So visit lco.edu and then look for extension classes there, or you can call 715-634-4790. And this is, again, for the LCO Ojibwe University extension class about food and medicine, going on now through December. The new library walkthrough for the Forest Lodge Library will be happening today at 2 and 6 p.m. Come check out the progress of the Forest Lodge Library building. Their on-site construction manager will walk you through the new library building and give you a tour. And then once the walk-in's through, you can ask some questions there. Again, from 2 or at 6, the new library building walkthrough for the Forest Lodge Library, located at 13450 County Highway M in downtown Cable. On Wednesday morning, the rifle sight-in continues at the Hayward Rod and Gun Club starting at 9 o'clock and available all day until 4. Again, only $8 per gun, and club members will be there to help assist you sight in your gun for deer season. So check that out. Again, rifle sight-in at the Hayward Rod and Gun Club from 9 until 4 today. The Northwoods Community Food Shelf is opening up again at 10 a.m. This is again at the Spider Lake Church Youth Center in Hayward, just a little past the Hayward Hospital on the left-hand side. Everyone's encouraged to come get food from this program, regardless of your financial situation. and it'll just help stretch out those grocery dollars. Again, Northwoods Community Food Shelf opening up at 10 o'clock on Wednesday. Tech support available at the Forest Lodge Library. This will be located at 13450 County Highway M. If you have a device that you need help with or trouble figuring out your cell phone, Eric will be there to help you with that and more. Bring in your device or questions related to tech issues anytime to the library between 10 and 3, and everything is free. If you have questions, give Eric a call, 715-204-7510. Again, tech support happening at the Forest Lodge Library. You might want to call Eric and verify that he's going to be at the library building, because I think while it's under construction, he might be at a different location. So Eric's phone number is 715-204-7501. Girls Night Out, put together by My Villa Home Decor in Cable. Christmas decorations will adorn the store and be available for view and purchase. They welcome you and enjoy some wine and chocolate tasting while you're there. Bring your favorite beverage as well as an appetizer to share. Bring your girlfriends too. For more information, the Girls Night Out at My Villa, 715-798-4237. 715-798-4237. There's going to be some free caricature drawings available on Wednesday from 4:30 till 7:30 at Coop's Pizza. Check it out. Rachel will be there to do some traditional black and white caricatures of your character at Coop's Pizza at 4:30 on Wednesday. You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back here in 20 minutes on Buzz of the North. It's 6:59.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome to the front porch, everybody. It's Tuesday. It's Football Tuesday. Joel Karnick here. Gray Gunderson. How we doing, Gray?
Morning.
Well, well, well. The football weekend in the books. We talk football every Tuesday here in the 7 o'clock hour. And Hayward folks, again, 2.5 hours to U.S. Bank, 4 hours to Lambeau. So the Packers and Vikings play.
You cling to that, man. You Sunday. You cling to that.
I got nothing else.
You really don't. What it's else? Your only excuse.
You saw my quarterback this past. You saw my rookie.
I'm picturing what kind of aspiring NFL fan would think, you know what, how will I decide which team I should go to? I'll tell you what, why don't I draw up a map and see which one is most geographically close located to me, and that way I'll save money on the trip. I mean, like, that NFL, there's only one, and I think, yeah, I don't know. I'll want to make fun of that person.
I'll pick the one that I don't have to dress like a Eskimo to go watch the game. Maybe I'll pick that one.
You're in the wrong part of the country, my friend. You're a Vikings fan. What do you do? You might need some things checked.
Well, see, that's, I mean, Hayward area, a lot of Viking fans. That's why we call it the Greeple, little green, little purple. It's definitely shifting toward the green right now. And let me say this. I don't think the NFC North overall, Packers, Lions, Vikings, Bears, overall, the whole resume, probably one of the better divisions in football.
Yes,
totally. But as far as any of those four teams making it even to the NFC Championship game,
looking a little rough right now.
It's looking rough for all four of them.
If Green Bay or Chicago or even Detroit for that matter were to be at their best, and that was at the top of the division, neither of which is the case right now. Everybody's hurting and not looking great. But if any of the three of us were at the top and looking at the top, it would make total sense. It's just that the year simply hasn't shaken out that way. The Bears are of course the big surprise at the moment. I don't know if they can actually sustain it though. This is going to be a fantastic year playoff wise.
What an array of quarterbacks we have in the division. You have Caleb Williams for the Bears, who is just so tremendously athletic. He's as big as a linebacker. Linebackers can't take him down. But he's not very good at throwing the ball. He's very inaccurate. It showed on Sunday.
It's been a little spotty, but he's also only thrown 4 interceptions this season, so he's been pretty solid.
He's smarter.
Yes, he's playing a lot smarter.
He's throwing the ball where only his guy can get it a lot. So maybe I'll rephrase that. He's being smarter because he knows he can make up for that maybe lack of accuracy in passing with his legs. I mean, the guy is unbelievable at spinning out of the pocket. And I think he's the scariest quarterback right now in the NFC North because you put a little pressure on Jared Goff, and it showed on Sunday night. And he can be inaccurate, as most quarterbacks are. But he can't move. He's not a runner.
The other thing, right? I just picture Micah Parsons just hunting him down in week one. It was so fun to watch. But actually, the Eagles might have had something figured out with Jared Goff. They batted 5 passes last night, or 2 nights ago. And wait, what day is it, Joel?
Tuesday. There you go.
Thank you.
Yes.
They batted 5 passes down when they played the Lions. And one of them mentioned after the game, because 3 of those 5 passes were batted by the same player, Jordan Davis. And they mentioned that they saw something on tape that there's some kind of tell in his arm angle. And I don't know how you could even incorporate a thrower's arm angle into a predictable blocking path for a pass, but the Eagles claim they've done so. And if you see a bunch of batted passes next week, that would be awesome. I'd love Jared Goff to just fall apart because of that. Not that I actually want his career to tank, but
so Williams can run, not a great thrower. Goff, great thrower, can't run. JJ McCarthy is still a question mark. He's still trying to figure out the game, but he's fairly athletic. He can run a little bit.
Right.
And then you got Jordan Love, who I think can run. He just got to be a little smarter. He takes a lot of hits. Yep. He doesn't need to.
2 big hits this season, and that's too many in the first half of a season when the quarterback decides to tuck it and run. You know, you got that wonderful piece of the quarterback toolkit, the slide. You know, that exists for a reason. And it's so you don't end up getting checked for a concussion and a shoulder injury after the first drive you carry the ball. By the way, when Jordan Love went in with that injury, he had 1 completion at the time, and it was a negative one that was fumbled out of bounds.
I'm well aware.
It was,
I saw it, yeah.
Yeah, and then Malik came in, and it was like, oh, gosh, quarterback controversy because he was capable for a drive and had one of the craziest touchdown throws. We're spoiled for that. Spoiled for the backup quarterback. I don't expect he's going to be here for long, though, because he's going to be, I don't know, maybe unless he takes a team-friendly deal, we're going to lose Malik the Freak.
Yeah, and you're right. You're right, because I think he's ready to go somewhere. But you look at the quarterback situation in the NFC North, of the 4 quarterbacks, the one that's most likely to not be in that spot, maybe the oldest, I would say, of the 4, is Jared Goff. I mean, right? I mean, he's not old, but
no.
And that's a team I think that could really take a step backwards if they lost Jared Goff. Obviously, any of the 4 could, but I think the Packers and Vikings have shown that they can still be really competitive. Even if they don't have a quarterback that doesn't show up, Vikings proved that on Sunday. But the Lions need Goff. I mean, they need to score some points.
Also, if any Lions fan is out there, I'm sorry, you guys got robbed. That was just not cool.
Yeah,
it's just absolutely not cool. When Chris Collinsworth will just say it outright, and he was right, it affected the outcome of the game. But oh well, those are going to happen. Bears at the top, Lions at the bottom with the Vikings. Like what?
I don't think it's going to finish that way.
No, I
talked with you earlier about the Bears' schedule on our other station, and I may be dead wrong on this. I may be dead wrong that the Bears, who are currently 7-3 right now, 7-3,
yep.
I think they're going to finish 9-8. You look at the games, you look at who they've beaten and who they played. Everything points to a Bear backslide here.
One thing in common for all 4 NFC North teams, that is an absolute meat grinder for the last half dozen games. I mean, and it's because all of us have divisional games packed into this back half of the season. It's going to be a bloodbath. Chicago, welcome to the show. Now go away again.
Yeah, Caleb's fun to watch. So he's annoying, when you're trying to sack him, but you just see Lyman bounce off him, and he's special. And if he just continues to not give it away, just don't throw the picks, man, his ability to get out of that pocket and avoid a rush is crazy. We'll talk more football coming up a little bit later on this hour. We'll talk a little bit more in specific about the Packers and what they did well enough anyway on Sunday to win that game. Pat Kreitlow is back in just a moment here. Tuesday morning with Joel and Gray right here on the Buzz of the North. All right, back we are with more football talk on a Tuesday morning. Joel and Gray, we greeple it. We talk a little green and purple. So let's talk about that Packer performance on Sunday. Is there any optimism that the Packers are taking steps in the positive direction? Let's talk about the defense, first of all. You gave up 20 points. I had the game on a second TV, so I didn't hear the announcers, but I saw the Giants, especially early, they were picking up some chunks.
Yes, there are some mental errors, and there's a trend that we've seen over the last two games against the Giants and against the Eagles, and it's the same exact thing. It's the soft spot in the zone. You know, there's when you've got four guys evenly distributed over a space, there's a natural gap in the middle of them. You know, if you're looking at the number four on a dice and you look at the number five, there's that center dot, you know, so there's that space, there's that void. And that's what teams are doing. They're realizing that if they sneak from the right angle of approach into that center, nobody seems to take that on as an assignment for covering the pass. And I don't understand how it exactly happens, because I frankly just don't know, well, first of all, enough about NFL defenses, but even I can spot that there's a repetitious pattern of one particular smart player. For the Eagles, it was Dallas Goedert. For the Giants, it was a couple of different guys finding that soft spot and just nobody trailing them whatsoever. And I don't know if it's because there's kind of a confusion about who should be doing that. You know, I think that's one of the most frequent methodologies of an offense is, here, let's get two pass catchers nearby so you've got to choose who you're going to cover. And are the Packers making the wrong decision? No, they're making no decision. It's one guy just running amongst four and nobody covering. So it doesn't happen often, but it seems to happen in a way that opposing offenses can leverage and predict. So that's something that The really good ones are going to gouge us on.
It seems like the Micah Parsons jailbreak on the defensive line that seemed to be rather imminent and maybe a whole season-long thing the first few weeks of the season. I don't know, have teams figured out how to neutralize him a little bit? I mean, the Packer defensive line is still doing okay, but not to the point where people are like, oh my gosh, this is historic.
Well, yesterday I noticed a couple different things happening a couple different ways, but frankly, a lot of credit to Jameis Winston. 2 days ago, I'm so backwards, Joel. A lot of credit to Jameis Winston for escaping a couple of sacks after Rashawn and Micah both blew up the tackles. But one of the things I did notice was that the interior defensive line wasn't compressing the pocket quite as much. And so in a couple cases, Winston could step up and still get the throw off, even though there was pressure happening behind him.
Right.
Or in other cases, he was able to kind of get out to the side because only one of those two sides crashed down. So I don't think anybody necessarily did the wrong thing. It was that not everybody did the right thing all at the same time, or two guys succeeded where two others failed.
And Winston was healthy. And when he's healthy, he can move pretty good. I mean, he's a good, very athletic quarterback.
He had the scoot on. I mean, that was pretty impressive. But oh, man. Yeah, I was so glad to see that. The strip sack at the final play, like the chef's kiss. Perfect ending.
That was a good win for the Packers because the Giants played well enough. I mean, they didn't lay an egg at home. So they played well enough, and they had themselves in position. That late interception helped out a lot, of course. Winston finally gave one back. So you're waiting for it, and he finally gave you one.
Exactly. Well, he gave us like five, and They finally actually got hands and kept hold of one. Thank you, Evan Williams, for showing your guys how it's done when you catch an interception. Evan Williams had better hands than half of our receivers. I think it was the wind in a lot of cases, at least with the receivers, so I'm not too worried about that. But
Looks like the Vikings have committed to their quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, the young man. He's 2-2 in the first four games, but not a good quarterback rating. I think he's 44th in the league in quarterback rating. And if you lost count, there's only 32 teams, folks.
Yep.
So he's not playing well at all. But I will say this. He's not throwing the ball well. He's making inaccurate throws. He's making some decent reads. He's making some pretty good decisions. He's just a little jacked up. And I mentioned to you this off air earlier, It reminds me of a young Brett Favre. He's throwing that ball 90 miles an hour. The receivers don't know what velocity it's coming at him, and that's important. Don't underrate the velocity of the ball coming at a receiver. But I think the Vikings, I feel anyway, as a Viking fan, I think the Vikings got their quarterback, and I think he's going to be fine, and he's going to be their guy for the future.
Even if things get worse over the course of this season, we still don't have enough to give up on him. Like you and I spoke when we did mention earlier, Peyton Manning, that first season was absolutely horrendous.
Not good.
Go look at just look at Peyton Manning's stats. You don't even need a good website. Just go to Wikipedia and pull them up and look at that first top line from the year he was drafted compared to just about every year after. And it just
Brett Favre was rough early. He was rough early. He was a gunslinger. He threw a lot of picks. They could have pulled the plug on him early if it had the wrong GM in there.
There's a couple cases even right now. Bryce Young, he was looking pretty rough to start his career and may or may not have pulled it back, though they're doing okay so far this season. The Panthers currently have a winning record. There's simply notable cases. Of course, maybe more prevalent are those cases of sitting for a while. Patrick Mahomes, Jordan Love, Aaron Rodgers.
I think the resurgence of the Sam Darnolds, the Daniel Jones, those guys, the left for dead guys who have come back, I think that's maybe made some teams go, you know what? Maybe we should just be a little more patient.
Yes.
Maybe we should learn from this a little bit, not deal this guy for a number two pick in 2028, and now he goes on to be a Pro Bowler.
Still others, though, will make the mistake of thinking they can do that where they don't have the right guy to get it done. I mean, you need a Dave Canales. You need a Kevin O'Connell. You need – there's only – those that might be the list. Like, you need a – there's Tom Clemens just retired. There may be half a dozen people at most who can rehab a quarterback that way. But you're right. It's been proven to be possible. And it – I'm going to be cheesy here – is one of my favorite things ever. Seeing Daniel Jones go off, it's like, you get him from another weird kid. Like, he's actually like this super – tall, handsome, hunky quarterback guy, but like I feel like he's my champion.
And the Vikings' problem right now is Kevin O'Connell is a passing quarterback. He won a Super Bowl with the Rams with Matthew Stafford. He won a Super Bowl as offensive coordinator.
Yes,
he's a passing coach, and the Vikings don't have a good passer right now, so that's a problem. Kevin O'Connell's not going to change what he's doing with the Vikings. He will continue to throw the ball more than he runs it, and he did that on Sunday. That's just what's going to happen.
And it's unique that he can get away with it. Even if it feels like you're not, he is getting away with it because you got to earn the pass with the run, and he doesn't and still gets away with it.
Yeah, hear more football talk with Greg Gunderson from 3 to 7 weekday afternoons over on Muskie. Muskie 101.
WHSM.
See you, Greg. Joel and Gray, have yourself a great Tuesday, everybody. Every Tuesday we talk football on the Greeple here. Pat Kreitlow is coming back in with more for you. It is 7:59.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. With me in the studio today is Sean Conley of the Berkey Foundation. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Hey, pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so to some people, they're thinking, we're talking about Berkey already. It's like barely, there's no snow on the ground when we're talking about this right now. There could be in a couple weeks, but when we're hoping by the end of the month. But let's talk about a recap maybe of the past summer events and some of the fall events and what's been happening.
Yeah, because traditionally, I mean, everybody thinks of the Berkey. They think of the amazing race that brings thousands of people every February. But the Berkey is a year-round thing now. We're doing trail races and running. We're doing biking races and enduro. Like at the end of September, we had our Berkey trail run. Just shy of 1,000 runners coming out here doing marathon, half marathon, running through the beautiful fall colors.
Yeah.
So that was really great at the end of September. Then on October 11th, we had our Mount Telemark Enduro. It's a downhill biking race, which if you've never been to one, look at the calendar for next year, next October. Come on out and check it out. It's so cool to see people like shredding these trails, riding these gravity trails. So the Enduro was super fun. But yeah, now we're officially in kind of our transition season where we're now starting to look at beautiful fall is coming to an end with all the trees, really all the leaves coming off the trees. And now we're looking for that snow to start to fly. So looking at our coming up, our Turkey Berkey is coming up at the end of November, right around Thanksgiving.
Sure.
So it's a few-day ski festival. You can come out and get your trail pass. We'll be turning on the snow machines. As soon as we have that cold, we'll turn on that snow machines. Yeah. We actually got a chance to test our snow machines the first week of October, and that first frost we had.
Right.
We actually... We got up early. We turned them on. We're like, well, let's just make sure everything's in good working order. Right. So we put our system through a little bit of a training, and they worked perfectly. So we already had the snow machines on once. And once we start getting more consistent frosts and freezes, then we'll turn them on every night, and we'll really start making that base of snow. So by the time Turkey Berkey gets here, whatever Mother Nature gives us, we'll be able to work with. Right. So as long as we got some cold, we'll have some for Turkey Berkey.
Do you have more blowers? Did you add to your inventory of blowers?
Or so we have, so it's a combination of the blowers that we have out there. And we also have these taller stick ones now, which are really cool because they go out onto the trail and really push it down some more narrow corridors. So we're able to get some more in there. So so it's the whole snowmaking infrastructure is constantly evolving. We're ready, and we'll be turning them all on and getting hopefully at least 2K ready by Thanksgiving. But again, we'll see what Mother Nature can provide us with the cold. But Turkey Berkey weekend in general is going to be great, and we're actually more than just the skiing and getting out on early snow and buying your trail pass. It's also a great weekend for you're going to have a presentation and a book signing with Jerry Pauling. Yep.
Okay.
He's the author of American Birkebeiner, the nation's greatest ski marathon. There's been a lot written about Telemark and Tony Wise, but this is the first 50-year all-encompassing history. And Jerry worked on this book for, almost 4 years. And now copies are available for purchase in the Berkey store, and he'll be doing a book signing and presentation at Turkey Berkey this year. So that Saturday, come on out for some early skiing. Get yourself something to eat over there at Backroads. Check things out at the Hub. And then listen to Jerry talk about his new book for a while. It's going to be a really great early kickoff to the season.
Great, yeah. Anything happening to the trail system? Any improvements to the buildings? Any additional buildings that you've been doing?
Yeah. If you haven't been out to Mount Telemark Village lately, highly suggest getting out there. Even while there's still a few leaves on the tree, I suggest getting out there if you can. But what they do have is a brand new bridge. So when you go into that and you head towards the Hub building, you're going to go under a bridge that you're like, I do not remember this being here last year. Or even 3 months ago, it wasn't there. But it's done now. It's a beautiful bridge. And what it's made for is for bikers, walkers. You don't have to cross a road anymore. You get to ski or roller ski or hike or bike over this bridge that goes over the parking lot area, the entrance to the parking lot, I should say. So you can check that out. It's a really great facility there. And then we actually just poured some concrete recently, and we're hoping it'll be done by spring for some new bathrooms up by Dirks and Great Hall. So Dirks and Great Hall, where all of our events take place, where the Berkey start is, there's everyone may remember, there aren't exactly bathrooms there. Lots of porta potties.
Lots of porta potties.
But with this new bathroom infrastructure, we're actually now going to be able to not have as many porta potties and actually concrete, nice spaces for our for using the commode. So it's gonna be a nice spot for that. So it sounds like maybe not as glamorous, but you know, when it's an event weekend, it's important to have some bathrooms.
When
so
you have a few thousand people visiting, everybody has to do something at some point. So
And then you'll also see, if you start skiing the Berkey Trail and you kind of head at the start line and start heading towards Cable, within a few hundred yards, you're gonna run into our brand new biathlon range, biathlon venue, and it's not completed yet.
Okay,
it won't be completed till the spring. They're gonna pour some concrete, but you'll see a big. They've leveled all the ground, and they pretty much have everything set now for it to kind of settle over the winter, let the ground settle a little bit.
Yeah,
but that's all cut out, and you're gonna be like, wow, this is a big swath of space. It's kind of over by the range that's right over there in Cable 2, kind of off of McNaught Road.
Yeah,
so it's a beautiful space, a beautiful venue. We're really excited for next winter to be able to host some biathlon events there too. So lots of great infrastructure in Mount Telemark Village, always improving and always something new to come check out.
Right. Do you still have a need for volunteers at the Berkey?
I'm so glad you asked, Mark. Yes, we do. So berkey.com/volunteer, or if you just go to berkey.com, again, that's BIRKIE.com, you'll see a link right on the homepage for volunteers. Always in need of volunteers. We need a small army of volunteers for Berkey Week to make this, to pull this thing off. And that's what's so great about the community, is it brings everyone together. And we host the world here, and it's all thanks to the help of you and our volunteers. So thanks to the whole community for being so welcoming.
It's been great. Yeah. Well, thank you, Sean, for coming in. We'll probably talk to you again come December and talk about, what was December's event coming up?
Oh, we've Get Your Gammy Games. It's coming up. Yeah, it's a big, it's a youth ski competition, December 20th and 21st. And yeah, that's going to be a really great weekend as well. So we're looking forward to a great season. Hopefully next time we're talking, we'll be a few feet of snow on the ground.
I don't know about a few feet, but yes, I'm sure.
Here's hoping.
Yes. John, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks, Mark.
For more information on the Turkey Berkey, you can go to berkey.com. And right there on the front of their page on the left-hand side, you'll see a countdown for Turkey Berkey. You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything going on in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the radio station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back with more Hayward area information tomorrow morning. It's 8:29.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.